everybody. Well, Mondays suck. Yes, we all know this. But podcasts do not. And this here is the Daily Podcast. Welcome. It's Dave. All the best stuff today from the morning show, the John DiBella Show, in case you forgot where you are. And today we all reacted to the big golf tournament, which we turned John on to last week, if you remember. The Masters, we reacted right off the bat today. Then learned about a mind-reading device at MIT, which John put to good use. We heard from a talking cat and super producer Eddie Kramer. He joined us today with some really cool stories about working with, well, pretty much everybody in the classic rock genre, especially Hendrix, and a really interesting story he told today about a mistake, the biggest mistake of his career, which we all know and love on Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love. We celebrated Mullet Monday, and we expect to for a good long while, as long as you send us your pics of that glorious mane you had back in the 80s, or perhaps now. Yes, we'll take fresh mullets. We encourage modern mullets, in fact. And John told a story about visiting Home Depot this weekend, and it's Monday morning, so you know we rounded up the stupid people out there and thinned the herd. Have a listen, folks. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Are we happy with the Masters outcome?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
America won.
Yeah.
We took it back.
Dave and I wanted a shootout. We wanted to see a playoff.
Between Spieth and Reed. All right. I was not knowing anything about the sport. I picked my guy early, and I actually went with Reed.
Did you?
Right. The reason why is he seemed like everybody else seemed like a professional golfer.
Uh-huh.
He seemed like a dad who played golf.
Well, he's got the dad bod, that's for sure.
He definitely has the dad bod. There's a lot of man boob going on in golf.
Yeah.
There's a lot of man boob happening, right? But no, it really was a pleasure to watch until Steve yelled at me by text because I talked about something that had nothing to do with golf.
Text, that was the best shot of the day. Photographically speaking, I just wrote back, unfollow. I mean, don't text me that crap on Master Sunday. Are you crazy?
It was a beautiful shot from the Hogan Bridge.
Keep it to yourself. Tell Lisa.
All right.
Because she'd give you the same answer I gave you.
Exactly.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Silent Green is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
MIT has a new device that reads your thoughts.
Oh, I was reading about this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if anyone could see all of the thoughts that roll around in my head, I'm probably going to be in a prison, an asylum, or both.
Yeah, it's something we don't want.
But apparently the researchers at MIT have invented a new device that has the ability to read your thoughts and send them to a computer. So everything on your inner monologue becomes your outer monologue.
Yeah, it comes out in text, right?
Yeah, it comes out in text.
In real time.
Right. Now, the device is just a prototype, so let's hope it takes a long time for this thing to come out. All right, so let me ask you, and I'm going to put this up for everybody. Make sure you know the text number here at MGK. Just MGK, MGK is what you text to. I want you to clear your mind. Yes. All right. Clear your mind and relax.
Hard to, and your voice is in my head.
Well, that's the whole idea here. Clear your mind and relax. And now, tell me the first thing that pops into your head. Steve.
Miami Heat.
Okay.
I was thinking banana.
You're thinking banana?
Yeah. I'm hungry. I have one behind me. I'm ready to eat.
I went with Sizzly myself.
Okay. Me and John are vibing.
All right.
So, for those of you riding in your cars or sitting around your house getting ready for work, text us now the first thing that comes into your mind from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. MGK, MGK is where that first thought should go. Just sort of curious. Miami Heat, banana, and Sizzly. There's a machine that can now read your thoughts at MIT. All right. If you clear your mind, very first thought that comes to mind.
Sleep.
Yeah. These are some of the ones that we got texted in. Squirrel, right? Right. 422 sucks. Right? And this one under Money Daniel Craig. This one,
that's from Daniel Craig.
Money from Daniel Craig. Right. Oh, okay. Yeah,
not that Daniel Craig.
Dental floss. Sausage McMuffin. See, that's someone went against my Sizzly thing. I would have gone sausage Sizzly, to tell you the truth. Oompa Loompa, right? All right. God, I'm Hornet. Something tells me that was a text-to-speech mistake.
Yeah, a little autocorrect.
Right, yeah. That happened in there. And then, you ready for what the number one response was, Cindy?
What?
Boobies.
That was it. Just no. That. That's, yes. Yes, that is it exactly. Boobies. That is the number one.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
All right, so this is just for you. A friend of mine sent me this. He's a radio buddy who works in Florida. And he claims this is his cat. I've never known him to have a cat, but he claims that this is his cat. If it is or not, right? Okay. This is so up your alley. This cat talks.
What? Wow.
Right. This cat talks. This is even better than former First Lady, right? Eleanor Roosevelt, Steve's
That's
cat.
That's fine. She doesn't talk.
All right. Now this is they're just simple things. So see if you can hear this.
Get out of here.
I hate this. So creepy.
Right? You really? It's too creepy for you?
Do it again.
All right, here we go. How about this one? This one, he doesn't want something.
I hear no. Okay, yeah.
My toddler can't do this.
Oh, God. It sounds a little bratty, but it's cool.
Okay, and then there's this one. Go away.
Oh, I heard no way.
On
yeah.
No way.
All right. And then the one thing that you want your cat to say that they never do.
What was that?
That's supposed to be I love you.
Oh.
No, you don't, you liar. You're a cat.
You're a cat, right. Dogs, you walk out of a house, 11 seconds later, the dog is like you're coming home for the first time. You walk out of a house 11 hours later, the cat's like, you came back.
Side eye.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
A very special day because it's the very first.
It's just another mullet Monday. It's like a bad hair day. Today I'd say no way. It was fun back in the day. It's just another mullet Monday.
And our first Monday mullet listeners, wow, not easy to say, right? Are posted on our Facebook page. They'll be on the MGK Facebook page later on today. We've got Richard, Rose, Eric, and Kim. I got to tell you, Rose looks like that back in the day, she would take you down. That is a girl.
She does look like a bully, sort of.
She does. She'll break into a fight. Right?
Slam you up against a locker.
All right. Kim looks like nowadays she's a mom, right? Richard, for some reason, I think is in sales now, Cindy. Yeah, right. And Eric obviously is upset because whoever the girl was in that prom picture, he didn't want her in there. I guess she turned him down.
That's a delightful tux he's in, by the way, too.
That is a very, very nice tux. Right. So we're looking for more of them every Monday. We want to make it a mullet Monday for some time. So if you can dig it out, just go in there, go through the scrapbook, the old pictures, and send us the pictures, man or woman. All right, send us the pictures of your mullet, and we'll make you a star for Mullet Monday come next Monday. You could post them at WMGK.com or on our Facebook page. There's a whole bunch of different ways to do it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
There has been a trilogy of Jimi Hendrix albums building for a while, starting with Valleys of Neptune and then People, Hell, and Angels. And the third part of it is Both Sides of the Sky. The man who is the engineer and producer behind that and has been behind Jimi Hendrix since the get-go is Eddie Kramer, and he is joining us now. It is an honor, Eddie. It truly is an honor to get to talk to you.
Thank you, John, and hi, Philly.
I've got to tell you, I mean, there were times when I was a kid living in New York and being in the West Village, and I'd walk past Electric Ladyland, and I, you know, just stand by that round window and look in. Can I see anything? Can I see anybody? I mean, it's very exciting for me to talk to you. I mean, folks, this is a man who has, let's see, he's worked with the Beatles and Bowie and Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, the Kinks, Kiss, Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, Carlos Santana, and all of them are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You, dude, are a god in the engineering world.
Stop it. You listen, I'm just a guy who twiddles knobs.
You know, I'm always amazed with Jimmy because the man managed to put out more albums after he died than he did when he was alive. And this is what, like the 12th release of his. But all of this stuff is, did you work on all of this originally, Eddie?
Some of it, yes. But don't forget, this is the year of 69 going into 70. 69 was a really busy year for me and a year of transition for Jimmy, since he was in the studio experimenting, jamming, and he used the studio as a rehearsal room, if you can imagine that. It got really expensive,
sure.
But that's how he created, and that's how he created a lot of these songs. Quite a lot of them would be maybe little demo ideas started maybe in late 68.
Uh-huh.
You put it away, started again in 69, put it away for a few months, come back to it, try different musicians. This was his year of transition. I was in the middle of building Electric Lady Studios, not Electric Lady Land, as some people say, but that's okay. They're forgiven because the two names are so close together.
Sure.
But, you know, there was that, there was Woodstock, there was Zeppelin, there was all that nonsense that I was doing. Well, not nonsense, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
And this period for Jimmy was a very creative one. And thank goodness the tape was rolling because we wouldn't have had this huge backlog of material to work with.
How much of the sounds he created were his, and how much of it was you guys collaborating and him going, can you make it do this? Can you make it do that?
It was all of that.
Okay.
It was all of that together because he would come in, plug in, try a new guitar pedal or whatever, and I'd go, whoa, that's nice. Let me fiddle around with the sound in the control room, tweak the sound. He would come in and listen and say, okay, fine. And then he would run out and tweak it again. And we kept looking at each other. Oh, yeah, you want, okay, you got that? Mm-hmm. Well, let me just try this. And we kept trying to top each other, which was wonderful because it was great competition. But the end result was get a better sound.
Right. So as long as we're talking Jimmy's, didn't you engineer the second Led Zeppelin album?
Yes, sir.
All right. Whole Lot of Love.
Yes.
There is that.
The moment in there, which is the biggest mistake of my life, yes.
Okay. Is that what it is? Is that print through? Is that
well,
what happened?
Well, okay. You want the full story? Oh, there
the
it
story
is.
Behind Woman.
Yeah. He goes, Woman, and then you hear another voice going, Woman, and that is on track 8. Track 7 was the master vocal, and track 8, I couldn't get rid of it because we had an old tube console with rotary knobs. And Jimmy Page and I both looked at each other and went, no, we both grabbed the reverb knob at the same time, and that created history, but it was a mistake. It wasn't meant to be there.
But you know what? Without it now, I would miss it.
Oh, yeah.
It's been ingrained.
Am I right? It sounds like it belongs
right
there.
Well,
now
accident.
It does, yeah. But yeah. You know what it says to today's market? Leave the bloody mistakes in, mate.
Yeah. Eddie Kramer, our guest. Eddie, again, this was an honor. Thank you so much. Someday I hope I could just shake your hand and maybe get some of your karma on me.
Well, maybe I can come down there and get a sandwich and spread some of it on you.
You know what? I'd be perfectly fine with it. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
See, I always heard that was print through. Right, and the way, you know, I never took the echo into consideration, but that was,
yeah,
it was
fascinating.
On the woman thing, it's like, no, it was a mistake, and we left it in there and just threw some reverb.
And we
on
like it.
Yeah, we do.
Keep it.
Eddie Kramer, if you missed any of Eddie's conversation with us, you'll find it as a podcast later on today. 31 degrees outside right now, mostly cloudy today. Temperature getting up to 45. Speaking of Whole Lot of Love, Whole Lot of Loot coming up in just a moment. But speaking of women, I had the funniest thing happen to me at Home Depot this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready for this, Sind? All right.
Okay.
So I'm in Home Depot. I'm in like the paint section. I'm looking for some caulking, and there's this woman who's there blonde, little short thing, adorable, just really, really just the cutest woman I've seen in a while. Right? And probably in like your early 30s. No, I couldn't be over 35 years old. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm just standing there, and she's the only other person in the aisle. And she turns to me and she says, "Can I ask you something?" And I went, "Sure." And she starts to ask me about polyurethane. And I said to her, I said, "Do I look like a man with skills to you?" Of course, I proudly, I'm like, "Oh, I look like a man with skills."
Were you wearing orange?
No. She goes, "No, you were wearing a flannel shirt, and I figured you would know." I was like, "Okay, flannel shirt, that works." Yeah.
Like Al from Tool Time, right? Home Improvement.
So I taught her everything it was to know, or everything at least I knew about polyurethane and how to fix the problem.
So what does she know now?
What would she know now?
Nothing.
She knows that she's going to have to do a lot of scraping, right? And then just do it in sections to make sure that it's the right color polyurethane. Because, you know, yeah, you've got your gloss, you get your semi-gloss, you get your flat, okay. You know.
Okay. I'm good, John.
Thanks. I'll ask the guy in the orange apron.
All right, now you know what I'm going to do when I retire. Aimlessly run around, roam around the store in an orange apron waiting to help people.
Giving random advice.
That's it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
Right now?
Send the herd.
You know, it's odd because I know where this prison is in this story. All right. A 44-year-old woman named Elizabeth Ildefonso was driving drunk in Riverhead, New York on Friday morning, and apparently she really wanted breakfast. So she pulled into a drive-thru and ordered a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Well, she thought she pulled into a drive-thru. What she actually did was pull up to the security booth at a jail.
Easy to confuse.
All right. The sheriff's deputy who was manning the booth noticed that she seemed a little drunk, and also how she wouldn't take this is a jail, I can't give you a breakfast sandwich as an answer. So eventually he called some buddies out, and they arrested her for driving while impaired, and there's absolutely no word as to whether or not she ever got a sandwich.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
A woman in Pensacola, Florida, her name Jan Marie Strickland, was getting hammered last Tuesday night while she was out hanging with her extended family.
Okay.
Now, they were hanging out in a bar where they were getting drunk at. There was this cute goat she saw that she wanted to hold, and the family decided, okay, yeah, sure, you can hold the goat. Well, she was so drunk, she fell over, and she landed
on the goat?
Said goat, yes.
Oh.
Goat's okay. But her family wanted her out. They wanted her to leave the barn, you know, you're too drunk, whatever. So her nephew started to escort her out of said barn. At that point, she became an angry drunk. She punched him in the chest 3 times and shoved him into a door. So someone called the police. The cops found her passed out next to the barn. She then tried to hit one of them when they woke her up.
God!
She's facing domestic battery and resisting arrest.
In the herd.
You sure that wasn't Rose from Mullet Monday? What do you got now?
I got a St. Paddy's Day story.
Okay.
Just came out for some reason. It's a quintessential story about a St. Paddy's Day dummy. A 30-year-old guy named Michael Bello from Lancaster, PA, got drunk early on St. Patrick's Day. Then he made the idiotic decision to drive. He was caught when the cops spotted him leaning his head out of the window of his car as he was driving to throw up. And every time
he's throwing up while he's driving
head out the window. And every time he would Ralph in the roadway, he'd swerve a little into oncoming traffic.
God.
So the cops felt they needed to pull him over and arrested him for DUI and littering with his liver.
In the herd.
Lastly today, there's a 30-year-old guy in Seattle who has robbed the same Costco a few times recently. And he always does the same thing. He grabs some electronics, heads out through the same emergency exit. So when the security guards spotted him in the store along with 2 women last Wednesday, they called the cops. And the cops just patiently waited outside that one emergency exit. You know, there's something to be said for creativity, and obviously this guy has none. So when the guy and the women busted through the doors with computers and vacuum cleaners in their hands, a whole bunch of cops were just standing there waiting to arrest him, right? The Seattle police apparently have a sense of humor. They arrested him, and they posted it as they were arrested in bulk.
Yes, in the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.